Chapter 5. The Eclipse. I was optimistic that my plan would work, but I was still in great danger. When I thought about being burned alive, a cold fear crept over me. My plan had to work. Suddenly, the door opened and some soldiers came in. The solemn look on their faces scared me. One of them said,
"The stake is ready. Come!"
I almost fell down with fright. "But this is a mistake," I said. "The execution is tomorrow."
"The orders have been changed," the soldier replied. "The execution is today."
I fell onto my knees. "What am I going to do now?" I cried.
"Please, wait! I don't want to die."
The soldiers paid no attention. They pulled me out of the cell, along the corridors, and out into the courtyard of the castle. The first thing I saw was a stake in the center of the courtyard with wood around it. I was terrified. The king and the queen were sitting on their thrones. There was a crowd of excited people around them. Everyone in the court had come to watch. I tried to escape, but the soldiers held my arms even tighter. There was silence while the soldiers chained my ankles to the stake. I looked at the king and shouted,
"Stop this! You're making a mistake!"
I saw a worried look on the king's face, but he waved his hand to the soldiers, telling them to continue. A man knelt down at my feet with a lighted torch. My heart was beating so fast that I thought my chest would explode. Suddenly, people in the crowd started to shout, and I heard a woman screaming. At first, I thought they were shouting at me, but then I noticed that people were looking up at the sky. The man with the torch looked up too, and I saw terror in his eyes. My eclipse was beginning. I was saved. I couldn't believe my luck. Why is the eclipse early? I wondered. I turned to the man with the torch. "What's the date?" I asked him. The man looked at me angrily.
"What does the date matter? Can't you see what's happening? We're all going to die," he shouted.
"I can save you," I said. "But first, tell me the date."
"It's the 21st.
He replied impatiently.
Clarence had made a mistake about the date. The eclipse was exactly on time.
Darkness spread slowly over the sun, and the faces of the crowd turned to look at me. They were waiting to see what I would do, and I had to think of something quickly. I stretched out my arm towards the sun.
"Let the darkness continue,"
I said in a deep voice.
"Start the fire,"
a voice called out.
"Burn him now!"
It was Merlin. Merlin isn't going to give up without a fight, I thought. The king looked frightened.
"No! Don't start the fire!"
he shouted. Merlin got up to start the fire himself.
"Stay where you are,"
I said.
"If any man moves, I will strike him with lightning."
Merlin stepped back, and there was silence. Finally, the king stood up.
"Save the sun and stop this terrible disaster. I will do anything you ask,"
he said to me. Of course, I couldn't stop the eclipse. I had to wait for it to end.
"I need time to think," I said.
It was getting darker, and the people were becoming more and more nervous.
"I have made a decision,"
I said to the king a few minutes later.
"First, untie me and let me go. Then you must make me your minister and pay me well."
"Yes, yes, anything," said the king.
"Untie him,"
he shouted to the soldiers.
"This man is now my minister."
The soldiers ran towards me and took off my chains.
"I have done what you asked. Now make the sun shine again,"
shouted the king impatiently. It was getting darker and darker, and the people were getting angry.
"Stop it now," people were shouting. "We're all going to die."
I had to think of something quickly.
"Now give me new clothes to wear," I said.
Soldiers brought me clothes made from silk and gold cloth. I needed time, so I dressed very slowly. This was easy because I had no idea how to put the clothes on. I wasn't sure what to put on first, the purple tights or the stupid shorts that were supposed to be worn with them. As I had never put on tights before, I had trouble pulling them over my legs. I put the silk shirt on backwards, and somebody started laughing. The feathers on my hat kept falling over my face, making me sneeze. By the time I had finished dressing, there was complete darkness. By now, Everyone was really frightened, and some of the women were crying. I lifted up my hands and then said in a slow, deep voice,
"Let the sun shine again!"
At that moment, the sun slowly began to appear again, and everyone shouted with joy. People ran up to me and kissed my hand. Now I was the most important man in the country, after the king, and everyone believed that I was the most powerful magician in the country, too. Merlin was furious. He walked up and down, shaking his head in anger. Then he turned to look at me with hatred in his eyes.